You're listening to the Calvary Newsline. And welcome back to the Calvary Newsline. This is Jared, and it's good to be back in the studio this week. I hope you enjoy these interview episodes, and I know you will enjoy our guest today. She is the coordinator for our women's ministry here at Calvary, and God is doing some incredible things in that area right now. So, Cindy Hickson, thank you for joining me and our listeners today.
Thank you for having me, Jared.
Cindy, let's just start by kind of giving an intro to you. Tell me a little bit about yourself, your family, and maybe your history here at Calvary.
I am married. My husband's name is Dallas. We have been married for 29 years. We have two children, Elizabeth, who is 24, and Dallas Jr., who is 22. We have been in Alexandria 28 years and have been members of Calvary for 28 years.
Share with us your personal salvation experience.
Okay, well, I was raised in a Christian home, and at the age of 7, I came to know Christ. I definitely had a defining moment in my life. I remember that day. I remember what I was wearing, and just grew up in a great Christian home. Both grandparents were believers on both sides. I can remember my dad reading the Bible to us every night, us getting up, going to church every Sunday. We were at all the events. But after my salvation experience when I was in first grade, just began to grow over the years. It probably wasn't until I was in late junior high, maybe high school, to where I really realized that that relationship was my own and not my parents. Yeah. And really began to study God's word through high school and then into college. And then Calvary's a big part of that. I joined Calvary when I was 23 years old. And so Calvary has been very instrumental in shaping who I am. Calvary Women's Ministry taught me how to study the Bible, how to hear God's voice, how to and why we need to be obedient and step out on faith. And I just feel like over the years that I've been here at Calvary, I have just grown. I have matured. I have seen the importance of having a strong relationship with the Lord and relying on Him instead of things of this world, relying on Him instead of people. When we go through hard times, I mean, my life has not been perfect. I've definitely had hard times and sad times, and just realizing that my relationship with the Lord is what has gotten me through those hard times. And today, just being here, you know, being the coordinator of this ministry is a result of stepping out on faith and being obedient and discerning the voice of God and listening to Him and saying yes, even when I'm out of my comfort zone, which I am now, of course. This is not something that is easy to do. And so, but I know that when I say yes and when I'm out of my comfort zone, that is really where I encounter God.
What is your vision for the women's ministry here at Calvary?
Our vision is just like Calvary's is, we are going to fall under their mission statement of developing fully devoted followers of Christ. Our goal is to see women grounded in God's word, studying God's word on a daily basis. And we know that if women are in God's word, studying God's word, studying who He is and learning about His character, that you're going to have better marriages, families, friendships. And that's really important to us that we instill those practices in our women here at Calvary.
When people enter our women's ministry, what do they encounter and come away with?
Well, first of all, like I just said, I hope that they come away with a knowledge of the Bible. We're studying God's word in our small groups right now, our WOW groups. We also hope as women that they come away with some strong Christian friendships. That's one thing that we see that women need and desire and want is Christian friendships. And that is something that they will definitely get in our small groups, even at the women's retreat, come away with some friendships that will be lasting because they will be rooted in Christ.
So you just brought up a couple of groups here. Let's talk a little bit about what groups are going on an ongoing basis with our women's ministry.
So one thing that we do offer are our WOW groups, and they meet once a month in homes. We study a variety of different things. Our year usually goes from January to December. So right now we are studying Foundations, which is the book that we are also doing as a church-wide devotional. These groups are not closed. You can join at any time. If you are not in a WOW group and would like to be a part of one, reach out to us and we can get you in a group based on what day is good for you. We have groups that meet Sunday through Thursday. So we can find one that's good for you.
And you mentioned a retreat of some sort. Tell us about that.
So usually once a year, we will have a women's retreat. It is a Friday night and Saturday night. And this is just a weekend to unplug from the distractions of the world. You know, as women, we wear many different hats. And so this is just a weekend to disconnect and focus on your relationship with the Lord, focus on building new friendships. And we usually do this in March. And this coming March, we will have another women's retreat that you can sign up for online. You can sign up through the app under events. Just go to Women's Retreat and you can sign up for that as well.
And I've heard a lot of testimonies out of these groups and the retreat. Are there some that you could share with us about what some ladies have said about these things?
Right. Absolutely. So one that stands out to me is a couple years ago, a lady came to the women's retreat and she was planning on leaving her husband. And she had an apartment set up. And when she got back on Sunday, she was moving out and, you know, moving into this apartment. And throughout the weekend, the Lord just spoke to her. And when she met her husband on Sunday, when he came to pick her up, she decided to stay, and they have been in counseling. It has been almost 2 years. They have a great relationship. She did not leave. The very next year, she ended up giving her testimony at the women's retreat about what the Lord had done in their marriage over the past year. So we also have had five people that have been baptized that have made their profession of faith that had come to know Christ through the women's retreat. We have had friendships restored, marriages restored, of course, people that were really, in their words, desperate and didn't know what else to do or where to turn. Women battling anxiety and depression and loneliness, and if nothing else, found friendships at the women's retreat, found a group of believers that they could connect with to help encourage and support them. So lots of different testimonies, lots of good things have come out of this retreat. One of the things that has come out of this retreat is an event that we're going to be hosting on August 14th. Two ladies, Lacey Lacaz and Heather Ducote, 2 years ago went to the women's retreat. They were just attendees, and the Lord really started impressing upon their heart, number one, just to be more involved, but number two, that they wanted to be a part of an event that could continue the excitement that we have at the women's retreat, continue that, play off of that, and create another event that would not be a weekend event. We know that a weekend event is not for everyone. Some people, you know, cannot give up an entire weekend, but you can give up a few hours on a Sunday. So this August, just in 2 weeks, August 14th, we're going to have an event called Ignite. And Heather and Lacey have done a great job of organizing and creating this event. Our very own Sheila Brazil is going to be our teacher, and she is a precept Bible teacher, and she is going to be opening up the Bible and teaching us God's Word. Our praise team will be there leading us in worship, and It's going to be just a great night for women to come. I mean, women love to be around other women. Yeah. We already have 435 registered for this event. So if you've not registered, you can go online and register. It is a free event, but we are just asking you to register so we can prepare for the number of people that are coming. So anyway, those ideas and those little promptings from the Lord, from Lacey and Heather, started at the women's retreat.
Yeah, and there's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. I see on this side of the things you guys are doing, getting ready for that. So we're excited, and we have plenty of room. So if you're out there listening, go to the website, calvarynet.net/ignite. Look in your app, register, and that's going to be an event that you don't want to miss. Another ministry that I hear so many good things come out of is our MOPS and Moms Next ministries. Can you explain a little bit about what those are?
Yes, MOPS is Mothers of Preschoolers, and they meet twice a month up here at Calvary. And so if you are interested in getting involved in that, you are welcome to reach out to us, call the church office, and we can get you in touch with the right person. This is not for just Calvary members. It is for anybody that is a mother of a preschooler. And you will also study God's Word. You'll have fun activities. You'll get to know other ladies that are in the same stage of life as you are. So if you're out there listening and you are a mother of a preschooler, definitely give us a call and we can get you plugged in with that group.
Excellent. One thing I've noticed with my wife being involved in our women's ministry, these aren't just one-off events. It's not just a one-off group here. It's not just a weekend here. It's not just an evening here. You follow up with each other. You become friends in everyday life after that. And I just think that's neat that you're not alone. You've got a group of people around you always encouraging you. And I just think that's real special.
Right. Well, and we really pride ourselves on the follow-up that we have. So for instance, the women's retreat, one of the things that we do is after the women's retreat, we give the ladies a questionnaire and ask them, are you involved in a small group? Are you involved in a mentoring program? And if you're not, then we want to get you connected. So after each women's retreat, there may be some new small groups that are formed based on some of the people that are at the retreat. So we really want to develop fully devoted followers of Christ. And that being said, you know, we want them to attend our events, whether it's a weekend or a one night, but the real goal is to get them plugged in, to have those Christian women around them to do life with them for friendships, for encouragement, just to do life with. I mean, life is hard and we need those Christian women around us to do life together. And so that is really important in our ministry, is to get people plugged in and to get people involved and in God's Word.
And so what are the ways that they can connect with this ministry and communicate with you guys?
Okay, we are on social media. We have a Facebook page and an Instagram page at Calvary Ladies. You probably can type in Calvary Women's Ministry as well. You can reach out to us through those social media platforms, or you can call Calvary and just ask to speak to me. And they can get you in touch with either me or someone on our team, and we can get you plugged in to the right group.
That's right. So the number here is 445-5640. Just ask for Cindy Hickson, and she will get in touch with you and help you get connected to one of these ministries. Well, Cindy, we are so grateful that you said yes in this area and coordinating our women's ministry here at Calvary right now. And I'm excited. I think our church is excited about what's going on, what's going to come out of the Ignite event. As you guys start other ministries in the near future, it's just a lot of good, positive things going on for the kingdom of God. And I thank you for your part in that.
Thank you.
We will return soon with new content. Enjoy the weekly sermons and visit us online at calvarynet.net, Facebook and Instagram at Calvary Alexandria, and on Sundays in person at 5011 Jackson Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for worship and Bible study. This has been a special presentation of the Calvary Newsline podcast.